We want to remind everyone that most weeks they can join us at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Roxanne, the Army is trying to do its best by the soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, but they might have done a little better than they did at Fort Benning, where they sent shell-shocked soldiers to live in a barracks right next to what?
A firing range.
In fact, yes. The soldiers are part of what is called the Warrior Transition Unit at Fort Benning. Many of them are unable to deal with the sounds and stresses that remind them of combat. So, of course, the barracks provided for them are clean and well-appointed and 200 yards from an active firing range. Superior officers told the Washington Post that none of the soldiers had complained. They said that. Instead, they seemed to be happily occupying themselves, rocking back and forth and weeping. However, Pentagon officials, upset over the revelations in the Post, they've said they'll make it up to the soldiers by giving all of them the original director's cut DVD of Apocalypse Now, and as a special treat, a private fireworks display on the 4th of July.